Now then, let's go back to the book of Hebrews this morning. And thank you, Jesus. Look right here in this 12th chapter. We just came out of the great faith chapter last night. I want to point out to you where it says in the 19th verse, the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the words should not be spoken to them anymore he's talking about the times past. But not verse 22, but you're come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Don't ever forget the angels. They're here this morning. Amen. And the scripture says angels know the perfect will of God today by the church. Hallelujah. But now listen. To the general assembly, church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect or complete. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to blood sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now, mediator. This is in that scripture in Hebrew 12. One who intervenes between two, either in order to make or restore peace, and friendship, or form a compact for the ratifying of a covenant. Whew. Glory to God. He's ratified it. He is the mediator. And he's here this morning by his spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Now, you just move right over here. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The mediator is here this morning. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, turn with me to Matthew chapter 10. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Then it gives their names. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles or into the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, as you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received and freely give. So just feel free to cast out any devil that comes by you. Just nail him. He commanded them. Did you hear that?
Yes.
He's the same. He's the same. Verse 16, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpent and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and so forth and so on. Now, let's go over to Luke chapter 10. He's the same. Say, he's the same.
He's the same.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Today.
And
forever. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. He sent out an advance team. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Gather neither purse nor scrip nor shoes and salute no man by the way. Stay focused. And into whatsoever house you enter first, say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it'll return to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, into whatever city you enter, receive, eat such things as set before you. Heal the sick that are in, and say to them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Into whatsoever city you enter, receive you not, go your way into the streets of the same and say, even the dust of your city which cleaves unto us, we do wipe against you, notwithstanding be ye sure of this, the kingdom of God is come nigh. But I say unto you, it'll be more tolerable in the day of Sodom for that city, and woe to Chorazin, and so forth and so on. For the mighty works that had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, were the great while ago, repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. It'll be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And for you, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, thrust down to hell. He that heareth you, heareth me. He that hears you, hears me. He that despises me, despises him that sent me. The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, the devils are subject unto us through your name. Now, he hadn't been glorified yet. The devils are subject to us in your name. And he said unto them, I was there. I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Yes. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, Father, O Lord of heaven and earth, you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babies. Hallelujah. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man know who the Son is but the Father, and the Father is but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. Well, he's been revealed. Amen. 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 And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. You remember, as he ascended, the angel said, you men of Galilee, this same Jesus will return. This same Jesus. This same one. Hallelujah. He's the lawgiver. Amen. Amen. And he's the head of all the prophets and the apostles. Glory to God. He is this same Jesus. Now, we look to the Word. Let's look in 2 Timothy. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee, therefore, before the Lord Jesus Christ, that judges and quick the dead, appearing in the kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season and out. Now, when he says preach the word, what's he talking about? It's the word of God. Why is it the word of God? It is his bond. He's responsible for bringing it to pass. Turn with me, if you will, back to the 103rd Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Listen to what he said. He's speaking to his mind, his will, and his emotions.
Yes.
Come on. We need to do that.
Yes.
We need to be doing that.
Yes.
Just tell yourself to calm down. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 68:19 says he daily loads us with benefits. I got loaded this morning. I just read from the Blue Letter Bible, what I read you, the mediator, the one who stands and carries it out. He's the mediator. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who redeems our lives from destruction, who's crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good, so that, things is in italics. Now, I'm no Hebrew scholar, but I understand that the Hebrew word for things is word. Because the King of the universe created it with words in the book of Genesis. So, who satisfies my mouth with good words so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I really like that. But don't wait until you're my age to start this. I like what Gloria says. You may be 20 years old, but 40's coming. I mean, it's on the way. So start it young. When I was young, I didn't know anything about that. My mother was, she had angina and a number of things, and I was sitting up with her. I had my Bible. And they had put IVs in her hands and so forth. And I was sitting up with her. And I was just sitting there. I had my Bible there in my lap, and I was just sitting there. And the word of the Lord came to me. Now, listen to what he said. He said, she doesn't need healing. And I didn't say it very loud because she was asleep right there next to me. But I said, well, you could have fooled me. No. He said, have you never read in my word that I will renew your youth like the eagles? He said, did you notice how quickly the bruises in her back of her hands healed up when you asked me to? Oh, Lord, forgive me. He said, did you notice how quickly the pneumonia in her lungs healed up when you asked me to? I said, yes, sir. So I opened my Bible here to the 103rd Psalm. He said, her body's worn out. She didn't take care of herself. She never did sleep. She just prayed all the time. And her body is, I asked my dad one time, I said, doesn't she ever sleep? He said, Kenneth, she doesn't even wrinkle the sheets. Well, she thought every 10 years she's going to die because of what the doctors had told her. And when she hit 70, she called me on the phone, shouted so loud on the phone, I made it. Bless God, I made it. She made 70. That was her goal in all those years. Well, after that, then she began to go downhill. Anyway, I looked at that and I read this entire psalm then. And it invokes angels. It's part of our benefits as believers.
Amen.
And I said, can I pray this for her now? He said, well, sure. He said, all things are possible to he that believes.
Amen.
They were saying she was going any minute. She lived 2 more years.
Praise God. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. And did rather well. So let's continue here. Now look at this. He redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness This is covenant talk. The loving kindness there is the word chesed. It is the lesser being blessed of the greater. It is a compound Jewish word that's very difficult to explain in English. But it is so powerful. David said, when he found out Jonathan was dead, with whom he had a blood covenant, he said, "Is there anyone left to whom I can show chesed? I want somebody at my table." His desire to bless his covenant offspring was driving him to find Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth sat at his table and ate out of golden plates. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger. He doesn't hold a grudge. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him or reverence him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he hath removed our transgressions. My God. So far as the east is from the west. What is that? Continually around the globe. It's bigger than the whole world. Thank you, Jesus. And the healing power is here right now. So just receive it. Glory to God. So sin is not a problem here this morning. Sin is not a problem here this morning. And as we go, I'll prove that to you. He's not dealt with us according after our sins. You see that? He's full of mercy and loving kindness. Like as a father pitieth or cares for his children, so the Lord cares for them that fear him and reverence him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass and a flower of the field, so he flourishes, because it's only 120 years. For the wind passes over it, and it's gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that reverence him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant. There's the key. You walk in covenant agreement with him. Hallelujah. A blood relationship. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments. Listen, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Well, the voice of his word is going forth here this morning. Ministering spirits, do your job in this place and out all over the world. You're out there online, glory to God, you jump and rejoice. There's no time nor distance in the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You're here and we're there. So rejoice, shout, glory to God. Hallelujah. What is it? It's the shout of triumph. It's the shout of deliverance. It's the shout of healing. Bad habits are leaving right now. Glory to God. You don't need nicotine or alcohol. You don't need Valium for peace. Glory to God. The chastisement of his peace is upon you and him. Woo! Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, his ministers of him that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Glory to God. Now Psalm 107. And we'll take care of that. We're talking about sin's not a problem here this morning. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Well, we give you thanks. You're a good God. I had a man come up to me, and Brother Hagin said it happened to him just about everywhere he would go. If Oral Roberts had just been there, or particularly after he came out on television, this man came out to me and he said, I wish he wouldn't say that. I said, what? I wish he wouldn't say God is a good God. I said, well, you wouldn't even say God is a bad God? He said, no, but he gives people the wrong idea about God. That's because people preach the curse and not the blessing. You go over there and don't finish that. That God will put sickness and disease on you, you know, to teach you. Well, no, we just found out the word is good for correction. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near to the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And it's happening right now, right here. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read that again. Fools, because of their transgression, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw nigh unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them of their destructions. Glory to God. Now let's go over to the second covenant, to the book of James. Look over there at this fifth chapter. Verse 11, we count them happy that endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that he is very pitiful and tender mercy. There's tender mercy again. And above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be yea, lest you fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Now, that's not sickness and disease. He started off with tests, temptations, and trials. So he's back over to that. If any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith. Faith in what? In the name. In the name of the Lord.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. June 1 through 3, come to the Europe Victory Campaign in North Yorkshire, United Kingdom. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. July 31 through August 5, don't miss our annual meeting at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
When panic and fear are all around us and uncertainty about the future looms ahead, we know who we can trust. Jesus is the healer, and we have his health plan in the Word of God. Gloria Copeland, having studied scripture and taught on healing for over 50 years, shares a clear view on how you could get and stay healthy in the Your Healing Prescription Package. Included is Gloria's 6-message audio teaching, Healing School, in which she teaches how to use the Word of God as a weapon against sickness and disease. 3 Steps to the Good Life, a mini book by Gloria on how to live healthy, whole, and healed. And an RX healing brochure with over 50 scripture references to fill your eyes, ears, and spirit with what the Bible says about your health. Even in uncertain times, the Word of God is always true and never fails. We don't have to lose out on the life God has for us if we keep fear out of our hearts and mouths and fix our eyes on the victory side of life. You can live whole and healed no matter what.
Request your healing prescription package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Take God's healing prescription. Let the Word of God and these teaching resources help you receive your healing and stay well. See yourself living healthy and whole. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together a set of free resources to help you receive and keep your healing. It's called Your Healing Prescription Package. As a born-again believer, you have a covenant of healing with God. And just as you acted on the promise of salvation to receive eternal life, you can act on the promise of healing to receive health in your body. Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law, and that curse includes every sickness and disease. When you are part of God's kingdom, you have access to the blessing of the Lord, which is His favor, wisdom, protection, freedom, and peace. God guarantees you the right to enjoy complete healing and to live in divine health. Listen to this teaching, read through the book, and learn how to use the Word of God to receive your healing and reinforce Jesus' victory in your life. Go to kcm.org to request or download your free package today. We're so excited to announce that Brother Copeland will be in England next week. Come and join him June 1st through 3rd at the Harrogate Convention Center in Harrogate, England, in the United Kingdom. The Europe Victory Campaign is free to attend, so go to kcm.org for all the details. Before we leave today, I want to pray for your healing. Lift up your hands and just receive this. Father, we release the power of the living God to flow in healing anointing in every body, everyone who's watching today to receive, Lord God, the supernatural power of God. And Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that their health is springing forth speedily in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. We'll see you again tomorrow. And this is Spencer Nordyke. I want to remind you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.